Heute möchte ich ausnahmsweise
Today I would like exceptionally to welcome all of you.
Und da wir den Chor
and
bitten,
we ask the choir
ein besonderes
to
Lied
sing
zu singen,
a special song
und vorher nicht Platz zu nehmen,
and not to sit down yet.
Was die Bedeutung damit ist,
what the meaning is, we will
sagen,
say later
ich
on.
Lese nur
I just read now
ein Wort
a word
aus
from
2. Timotheus,
2 Timothy,
im 4. Kapitel,
chapter 4.
Verse 7 and 8.
For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Meine Heimat ist Gott in der Höhe. Jubelpreisend das Land in der Nacht.
I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you very warmly, all those who are joining us online. We are greeting from this place, and we wish God's richest blessing. Today it's a special evening. We are happy that our Lord has restored our precious brother so that he can serve in our midst, and we are in expectation what the Lord has to say to us tonight. I think the Lord will bless us tonight richly from his fullness and from his grace. Also today we will give honor to the name of the Lord by singing songs. We start with song number 1 from this little booklet. I will sing of my Redeemer. Song number 1.
Will be the way that he chooses, the Father's plan for me. I sing through the shade and the sunshine. I trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent. My Father planned it all. He guides my haltering footsteps along the weary way. For well He knows the pathway will lead to glory day. I sing through the shade and the sunshine. I trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent. My Father planned it all. Tag ewigen Lichts ewiger Freude, wenn alle Nacht gebannt, dies wird am Ziel mich erwarten, mein Vater hat geplant. Ich singe in Freuden und Leiden, es hält mich ja fest seine Hand. Ich singe, wie könnte ich schweigen, mein Vater hat geplant. I sing through the shade and the sunshine, I'll trust Him whatever befall. I sing for I cannot be silent, my Father planned it all.
Amen.
Amen. It would be interesting to know who understands the Russian language if it is being sung, or when it is being sung in English, who is following. And in this connection, I really would like to thank all who cannot speak our language and nevertheless who have patience and who enjoy the translation. God bless you in a special way. This day is a very special day, as you will know now. Please, just briefly now, the greetings from Brother Wallström, from Brother Cecil, from Brother Daniel, from the brethren from Kolwezi, from Gabon, from Brother Graf, from Brother Müller, from Brother Etienne Genton, from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, from Brother and Sister Anderson from New Zealand, from Burundi, from Brother Gilson, from Mauritius, from Abidjan, from Burundi once again, and then from Kigali, Rwanda, and once again from the DRC, then from Dr. Mbie, and it continues here, once again from Goma, also, DRC, then from Turin, from the capital of the Ivory Coast, from Brother Rami Pabu, whoever this might be, from Brother Joseph from Atlanta, Brother Pino Davi, Brother Feri from Hungary, Brother Joseph from Denver, Colorado, and Brother Florin, Brother Bruce from South Africa, Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel, greetings from Brother Lukram from Nepal, and greetings from Brother Yusuf from England. We welcome all of you. And we're also greeting all those who are joining us online worldwide, who are seeing and hearing. Today we have visit from all over Europe, from the north of Finland, up down to the south of Italy, Romania, and all the neighboring countries are included. Just so wonderful that God is still giving us the grace and the opportunity that we can come together in such a way. The text, which I read before, from 2 Timothy chapter 4, especially verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. It's not a local announcement or announcing. Today, at around 8 o'clock in the morning, our beloved brother Leonard Rus went from time into eternity. And for us, for me, especially as the local assembly here, on one hand, it's a pain. 55 years and more, we served the Lord together. And at this place, I always knew when Brother Rus and Brother Schmidt are present, one cannot do all the trips into all the world. That's how it was. We are just grateful that the Lord, that He kept him faithfully. And yesterday morning, between 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning, we visited him together with Brother Schmidt. We drove there to visit him and we said goodbye. And we just said, we are seeing us again with the Lord. And I asked the nurse there and she said, he has peace. He will go home in peace. It is so far now. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful to God, grateful for a man who lived for God, whose life was not lived in vain, but it was lived for the Lord, according to the scripture from Romans 14, whether we live for the Lord. Whether we die for the Lord. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. How many of you knew Brother Rus? Just raise your hand. Nazi, look at this. Of course. Sure. Really, also in very hard trials, and the heaviest trial was 1979, when all hell broke loose to destroy us. And when the person who arranged everything, then she announced, you, Brother Schmidt and Brother Rus, may not step on the platform anymore. God has chosen two men who shall now be ordained. For us, this was a great pain. And on the 16th of June, 1979, the Lord complained to me on the Isle of Fanø that I listened to this voice. This was the only time in my life where I heard the voice of God. All the other times, it was the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord has no thunderclap. The voice of God has a thunderclap, which one cannot stand. Such a mighty thunderclap, and each one of the nine words was a thunder in itself. The Lord God, our beloved brother Russ, our beloved brother Schmidt, he has given them grace in the hardest trial, when really all was destroyed. He kept them faithful. Faithful to the Lord, faithful to the Word. And the Lord has given once again grace. And for this, we are very grateful to the Lord God. The faithfulness will be rewarded. He that persevereth unto the end, and he who is faithful unto the end, he will be crowned. As we said, for us, as a local assembly, we experienced something in the last days. On Tuesday, last Tuesday, we buried our beloved brother Arthur Frank. We laid the bodily tent into the grave. And on coming Friday, we will put the bodily tent of our beloved Rus into the grave. Please forgive me that we told this now to all the world. But also we have also the reports in the Holy Scripture. We know, I say it once again, we know the faithfulness will be rewarded. Our beloved brother was faithful in the house of God. He has carried out his ministry throughout all the years. Now to our subject for tonight, and perhaps even for tomorrow. Two scriptures are really touching me. But before we read them, from Hebrews chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 9, let me come back to the mighty word which we read from Psalms 145. Thy kingdom, verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And whoever would like to live eternally in this kingdom must have eternal life already here, through the faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Death never gave eternal life to anyone. Death is the transmission from time into eternity. Then it continues here. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Sometimes we don't understand the ways of the Lord, and nevertheless it remains. I am with you all the days unto the end of the world. And if sometimes the trials are reaching a situation which one can hardly bear, and nevertheless, the moment comes where God will manifest his faithfulness. Now, verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Also tonight, he raises up all those that are that be bowed down. Then from verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. And it's written, call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will save you, and thou shalt praise me. Let us call upon the Lord in our trials, and he will answer us, because thus he promised it. Then, verse 20 and 21, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Then the last verse, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The two scriptures from Hebrews, they really made me to read them to you and to speak today about them. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 1 in particular. Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. This sentence really, it touched me on my inside, on the deepest inside, that it doesn't turn out in any of you that he is left behind. Next year, it will be 80 years ago, when 1933, the Lord called and gave the instruction to our beloved brother Branham, as John the Baptist foreran the first coming of Christ, was sent to forerun. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. The main thing is that the return of Jesus Christ is time and again emphasized here, that our calling out and our preparation and the restoration may happen in all of us unto this glorious day. Please take this verse to heart, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. When we read in Matthew 24, two will lie on one bed, two will be on one field, two will grind at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left behind. When I gave my vow to the Lord, 1966, and I knew that I have to bring this last message, this last call into all the world, my wish was, in the presence of God, under tears, I said, Lord, give grace that all who hear your word from my mouth and who believe it, that they will be part of the rapture. And I believe it. I believe it because of my experience from January 1981. And this reminds me to my beloved brother Arthur. Many of you knew him. He was the doorkeeper. Centuries he opened the doors here and he welcomed all. But he was not a man who wanted to preach or could preach. And the following happened on that day. In January 1981, here in the hospital, I was suffering of malaria tropica, and I was about to die. You all know the story. I wrote about it. I was given up by the physicians. For every help, it was too late. And after the doctor team and the Professor Becker said this like this, my brother Arthur came into the room, and behold, he stood there as a prophet, and he said the words, Jesus Christ has not only won the victory on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ has won the victory in this room. Yes. Yes. And behold, the victory was manifested. Now back to our word. Lest any of you, and I look now from right to left, I look into all the assembly here, that lest any of you, you who you are hearing God's word now and who believe it, that lest any of you turns out to be left behind. I claim in the presence of God, I claim all the redeemed who are now believing the word of the hour and who are under the blood of the Lamb and who remain under the word of God. Then the next word from Hebrews chapter 9. And here it is the last verse. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The first time he came to bear all the sins and to shed the blood of the new covenant and to give us the remission of sins and the forgiveness. And he comes again to take them home whose sins are forgiven, who have accepted the salvation in Christ, to take them home. He comes again to take us home, just as he promised, to take us unto himself into glory. Concerning the promise, just before, I mentioned it from 1933, but let us go back to Paul and to the apostles. I write it now in the circular letter. The most important subject was the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we believe with all our hearts that we are now really arrived in the very last section before the return of Jesus Christ. And that the last call is reaching the last ones by His grace. And without any fanaticism, we can cry out, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." As the singers have sung, "My home is there on high." And if I would start with the youngest, and if I would stop with the oldest, and if I would ask, "Do you want to remain longer on the earth?" Yes. All say no.
In Indien bedeutet, wenn man von rechts nach links ging, dass es Zustimmung ist.
In India it means agreement. With us, it's rejection. So one has to be careful. Really, no one who is a true believer wants to remain longer on the earth. We have here no home. We are looking for the city. And as I just saw Brother and Sister Kupfer, sometimes we are speaking with one another. And three times in a row, in our conversation, he said, "Brother Frank, we are not only having a message, we have the holy message of God. It's not the message of a man. It's the holy, revealed, living word of God. And by His grace, we have heard this holy message, and we believe it." In 2 Peter, chapter 3, there's a word which we know very well. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." It's just so far now, brothers and sisters, that the last call is going forth to all. And the last call is just as the first was. "Come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and daughters." And when the call goes forth now, then we have to follow and walk in the biblical footsteps. And Ezra said many times at this place, the first baptism and the last baptism must agree. The first and the last Lord's Supper must agree. The first and the last Spirit baptism must agree. Our experiences of salvation must be as they were at the beginning. And it really starts, perhaps who are still fighting with themselves, they will also understand. When the Lord said very clearly in Matthew 7, "Enter the narrow gate. Broad is the way, and broad is the gate which leads to destruction. And many are walking on it, but narrow is the gate, and straight is the way which leads to eternal life. And there are just a few who walk and find on it. This just has to be preached, that all are called to repentance, because that's how it was in the first sermon. And only if we see ourselves as lost, then we will pray and ask for salvation. If we are not convicted of the Spirit of God, if we are not convicted of sin, when we don't understand that by nature we were born in sin, separated from God, given over to death, and then the redemption, accepting the redemption by the blood of the Lamb. That's how it was in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to confirm the forgiveness of your sins which happened by the shed blood. Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is unto you and unto your children. As the first sermon was, so the last one must be. And we have to experience everything very personally by His grace. Even in Acts chapter 3, once again, repent and be converted. In Acts 11 verse 21, and they repented and converted to the Lord. We didn't convert to a man, but we converted to the Lord who died for us. Then, for all now. And I say this in love, in my heart, we must put off the old man to put on, to be able to put on the new man. I have here a quotation of Brother Branham, or two quotes from the last sermon. Here he says the following. When our Lord said, ye must be born again, what is meant with it? It means the death for the old nature
and
it means that the blood was applied, that you have received the life of Jesus Christ. And if He is the branch, and if He is the vine, and we are the branches, then the life which is in the branches is the same life as it is in the vine, and it bears its fruit. We all know John 15, I am the vine, ye are the branches. We all know 1 Corinthians 12, members of one body, but Jesus Christ is the head of the body, the head of the church, and not one member rules over the other member. No, the head rules over every member. And then Brother Branham continues here and says, then the book of Acts is written. Then of every new branch, of every new branch which comes forth, can be written again a chapter of the book of Acts, because it's the same life which is in the vine. Now, the two paragraphs, what we need today is again the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the true power of God, by which the works which Jesus Christ promised for this time will be manifested. Not only what was promised for that time, but what was promised and given for this time. At that time, he promised to pour out his Spirit. For these last days, he again promised it. And even more, what he would do. And then this passage here, come out from everything. Some people, they want to apply the blood, and nevertheless, they want to abide in it. Apply the blood. Cast away all rubbish. And clean your house properly. Your women, put off your shorts. And you husbands, throw away your cigarettes. And also you women. And then some things are coming, which Brother Branham time and again emphasized and listed. Cast away everything. You cannot serve two lords. You cannot serve God and the world. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Just two places. The first one from Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians, chapter 4. And here we read from verse 22 to 24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. These are powerful words. They are addressed to us. Please have an inner agreement to every word. Just say in every verse, Lord, give it to me. I want to experience this. And then we read from Colossians. Also here, some things were said. Colossians chapter 3, right from verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And now comes the important verse, which just belongs to it. Verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. This is our wish today, our desire, to die to ourselves, so that He, our Lord and Redeemer, can live His life through us. Then from verse 8 in Colossians 3, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Putting off the old man and putting on the new man. Verse 9 and 10. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This is the full gospel. This is the full salvation which God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And whoever has put on the new man, he may even put on more. Let us read from verse 12 in Colossians chapter 3. From verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and patience. Then we are spoken to one another, Verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Just one more verse, verse 14. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. When Brother Branham, when he was still alive, when he was raptured into paradise, and when he saw the great multitude, all were young, and one sister, she spoke to him, and she said, can you remember me? I was 92 when I heard the word from your mouth. And look at me. Here am I, young. And then he heard the mighty voice. Only perfect love enters here. The perfect love toward God, to His Word, and toward one another. Because love is the bond of perfection. Now, today we also have the Lord's Supper. And therefore, just briefly, the scriptures from Mark, chapter 14. Mark, chapter 14. Perhaps it must be said very clearly now. The Lord's Supper is a memorial meal for all who have accepted the redemption by the blood of the Lamb. who have become believers and who were baptized. And we just ask for it, that the Lord's Supper is not served to children, but as already said, children have their place. The Lord says it very clearly, let the little children come to me. But when it is about the Lord's Supper, then he said to his disciples, this do in my remembrance, as often as you eat the bread and as often as you drink the cup. Here we have in Mark chapter 14, Mark chapter 14, namely the verses 22 up to 25. Mark 14 from verse 22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave it to them, saying, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. The wine which was in the cup was drunk. And our Lord said it, of course. Here, in verse 25, verily, I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the wine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. He was referring to his body, to the blood of the new covenant. And the cup is a hint to it. Because the whole world listens now, I have the thought now to show you that we found grace in the sight of God also to put the Lord's Supper into order. In all of the world, within the message, a little tablet, a little tray is served with many glasses. Here it is. That's how it looks like. All over the world. What will be given? What is given? That's how it is made in Jeffersonville. That's how it is made in Tucson. That's how it is made all over. But God has given us the grace to just return to the Word. And we are grateful to the Lord. I will never forget the day. It was 1959 in Frankfurt when Gerhard Wessler from the Pentecostal Church, he was inviting Oral Roberts. And there, I've seen it for the first time. He brought many, many trays from the USA. And he said, to me God revealed that it shall not be a cup, but everyone shall have his own glass. Do you know what I have done? I stood there with all who were present. Many preachers were there. I didn't take it. I didn't take the crumbs, and I didn't take the glass. I just let it pass by me. We don't need to be misled by people back to the Word. And the Word is the truth. Also, in this point, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. Then we have here the place in Luke 22, well known to all of us. Just rejoice, be happy that God has brought us back to His Word and to His will. And that everything is being put into a divine order by His grace. Here in Luke 22, from verse 18, it says, but, no, verse 18, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. So, let us take it from 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Then we don't have to say anything anymore to it. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. And it just belongs to that what is written in Mark and Luke. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Brothers and sisters, everything is clear. If we take the scriptures which belong to one subject, and whoever reads on will find out that Paul has said, each one shall examine himself, and afterward let him eat. We must discern the body of the Lord. Our Savior gave His body to create Himself a body, the church as the manifesting place of God, who we are now on the earth. Very nice that we can agree with God and His Word with all our hearts. Please, don't forget the two scriptures from Hebrews chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews 4, verse 1, Hebrews 9, verse 28. Lest any of you turns out to be left behind. That we read it today, that we have an inner agreement to everything what God has said, what God has promised, that we accept the finished work of redemption for us fully, that all, especially the young people, that all are hearing the call, that they are coming to the Lord, and that they step on the narrow way. The broad way leads to destruction. And many are walking on it. The narrow way leads into eternal life. And our Lord could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No way leads around Him. Our way to God is God's way to us. As we emphasized it, there's only one manifestation of God on the earth, only one personal manifestation of God on the earth. And this happened in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have received and accepted Him, and we are grateful that He has pardoned us. Also grateful that He has counted us worthy to partake today of the Lord's Supper. The Lord God, may He bless us all. Please, once again, the two scriptures, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. All who are hearing His voice now will also hear His voice then, when He calls His own. Now He is calling us out. And then He will call all the called out ones into His glory. And whoever hears His call now will hear it then. I believe it with all my heart and with all my soul. He came for the first time to redeem us from our sins. He comes again to take all the redeemed unto Himself into glory. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, this God prepared for them who love Him. To Him be the glory and the praise, now and forever. Amen. Receive it. Accept it. Receive it with all your heart. God has given it to you. Now we ask for the following. We ask that the two sisters are coming to the front and that they sing us a song. And we ask for your understanding, for all who are joining us online, that with this part of the service, that we end the transmission and that the Lord's Supper will not be transmitted. We just ask that all understand it the right way. May God bless you all over the world, also at the Lord's Supper. May God bless you and be with you all. To Him be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen.
Droht die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Wer gleich Blut droht die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Und was so rot wie Scharlach, soll wie Wolle sein. Wer gleich Blut rot die Sünde, wer gleich Blut rot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, so bekehret euch zu Gott. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, ladet die Steine, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Kommet zu ihm, ihr Müden, denn bei ihm ist Ruhe. Er vergibt Übertretung, er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht, und gedenkt der Sünde nicht.
Wer vom Worte angesprochen wurde,
whoever was spoken to by the word, may he come.
Der Herr ruft noch heute.
The Lord calls even today. Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. In Hebrews we read that there is a rest, for our soul. When peace like a river penetrates my soul, then my heart is jubilating, as a song goes. As we have our heads bowed, let me ask, how many would like to consecrate to God or to rededicate it? May God bless you. God bless you. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Precious Lord, you have shed your blood, the blood of the covenant. Here is the people of the new covenant gathered to hear the word of the covenant. Beloved Lord, we thank you together for the finished work of redemption. Bless all who received you according to the scripture, that they have received the right to become the children of God. Bless us now together. Bless every brother, every sister. Join us in your love, in the love of God. Hallelujah.
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 Lob und Preis und Ehre.
Praise, honor and glory be unto our God. Blessed are all who partake and partake of the bread and of the cup. We are rejoicing that we can anew celebrate together with our Lord in glory. Receive it, believe it, and thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glaube nur, glaube.
Only believe, only believe. Let us sing.
Thank you.
I would like to know how many languages are represented here tonight. And we remember the first promise which God has given to Abraham. In thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. All nations, all tribes, all languages. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you. You humbled yourself. You became man for our sakes, to be able to die, to take us into immortality. Beloved Lord, how precious is for us the redemption. We thank you for eternal life which you have given us. Blessed and praised art thou. We thank you that you counts us worthy to be part of the great marriage supper of the Lamb, to sit together with you at your table and to celebrate the supper. Great God, we thank you with all our hearts, also for this day, for every word, for every brother, for every sister. We thank you for all the newcomers. And together we bring you all the needs, all the prayer requests, everything what can depress someone. Everything we bring to you. Confirm thy word. Heal. Lord, heal in particular there where the doctors cannot heal, where the doctors cannot operate, where the doctors cannot do anything. There, heal tonight in our midst. Heal. My God. My God. Oh Lord. May this be the day which thou hast made, precious Lord. I say it once again. There, where there is any case, where it cannot be operated, where nothing can be done, where the doctors are at their end, there you, the great physician, you have said, I am the Lord, your physician. Of thee, O Lord, it is written in Isaiah 53 that you have taken, that you took all the infirmities upon yourself, all the pain, all the needs, all the guilt you have taken upon yourself. And in thy, by your stripes, we were healed. I ask once again, in particular, for all the cases where it cannot be operated, where nothing can be done, there you may do everything. By grace, you may do everything. Oh God, thank you. Confirm thy word by your grace. We believe it, and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Receive it. Accept it. And then it's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.